It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
As much as we all want to believe that video games are primarily concerned with testing your skill, that's not always true. These games all introduce random elements that could totally ruin a player's run through a given level, and rather than serve as minor inconveniences, would massively impede progress and cause major frustration. Rather than punish the player for simply not being good enough to make it through, these games did it for no other reason than just because. To add insult to injury when the RNG wasn't working in their favor. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video games that punish you for being unlucky. Number 10, the final mission is entirely based on luck. Driver. We all remember Driver's infamously difficult tutorial stage, but if you manage to get past that and all the way till the end, not to worry because there's an incredibly sadistic level waiting there for you too. The last mission, The President's Run, sees the player attempting to protect the President of the United States by driving him to an underground parking lot, while avoiding the combined forces of the NYPD and the FBI. The enemy cars here are extremely fast, durable, and aggressive, which combined with inclement weather conditions make it highly likely your damage meter will be quickly filled up, resulting in a mission failure. But the behavior of your foes is the real kicker here, as it's based on the game's violently unpredictable AI, so your success mostly depends on that. If you're fortunate enough for the rival cars to crash themselves as you speed around, then you might just get the POTUS to safety. On hard difficulty in particular, there's no consistency whatsoever in terms of strategy, and so what wrecks your car in one attempt might actually save your bacon in the next. Add in the seemingly random possibility that you'll skid on the road and flip your car or get T-boned by a civilian vehicle, and the mission's outcome is basically like flipping a coin. Number 9. Party leader dies equals game over. Final Fantasy XIII. In most party-based RPGs, you can expect that the battle will continue unless every single one of your party members is KO'd, and if your main character goes out, not to worry, someone else should be able to res them. But sometimes RPGs defer to a more punishing rule set, whereby the party leader's demise will inexplicably result in a game over, no matter the health of the remaining party, and few games have implemented such a rule as infuriatingly as Final Fantasy XIII. In Square Enix's hit RPG, players have to ensure that the party leader, typically protagonist Lightning, stays alive, which feels like a particularly cruel decision given the propensity for enemies to team up on the player character. But worst of all, numerous enemies throughout the game have instant death attacks, which, while generally possessing a low chance of success, can force players to start the battle from the beginning. This becomes especially frustrating during the final boss battle against Orphan, who has a high chance of casting an instant death attack against you, or in the very least, leaving you vulnerable with incredibly low health. Very few gamers love the party leader dies equals game over rule because it feels so cheap, like an attempt to artificially inflate the game's difficulty and length. Getting punished for a spot of bad luck, especially when the rest of your party stands idly by and relatively healthy, is no fun at all. Number 8. Randomly dying of anything. The Oregon Trail. Legendary educational game The Oregon Trail was designed to teach children about the grim realities of pioneer life. And it absolutely did that. The entire game is centered around the idea that a frontiersman can die at any time for one of many unexpected reasons, through no real fault of their own. If Bad Luck ever had its own video game, it would surely be this one and its various sequels, whereby players and their party of settlers can catch cholera, measles, or typhoid, get bitten by a snake, be devoured by a bear, shot, crushed by a wagon, drowned in a nearby river, or most infamously, succumb to the throes of dysentery. There's rarely a rhyme or reason to any of it. Characters will catch illnesses out of nowhere and die without sentiment. The sequels also introduced the mechanic that if the party leader dies, it's game over. This ruthless approach is, of course, part and parcel of the game's design, to underline the harshness of 19th century life for American pioneers and how far civilization has come since. Number 7. The Technodrome is hidden in one of three tunnels. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The original side-scrolling Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game is well known for its brutal level of difficulty. And while the hatred for the game's infamous dam level is well documented, Shredder's base later on isn't much better. Area 5 tasks players with seeking out the tank-like fortress known as the Technodrome, which is housed somewhere within Shredder's maze-like underground base. The Technodrome is in one of the base's three passages, but this is entirely randomized, and there's absolutely no way to tell whether you'll find it the first time, second, or third. As such, it's a complete crapshoot as to whether you'll be able to go in fresh fighting the Technodrome, or whether you'll do so having already explored two caves. What's more, one of the caves is filled with considerably tougher enemies than the others, so that one will make the subsequent boss fight even more of a challenge. The Technodrome itself is arguably the hardest boss in the entire game, and for unlucky players who slogged through three tunnels in pursuit of it, it does feel a little bit like the game is showing active contempt for their mere desire to be entertained. Number 6. Randomly spawning targets. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. By far the hardest mission in GTA San Andreas is the infamous RC0 level supply lines. Now luckily at least this is an optional mission, but it's still a complete piss take. The mission involves flying an RC plane through San Fierro, shooting up five of Zero's rival courier vehicles, and returning to his roof all before the plane's scant amount of fuel runs out. The original PS2 version of the game was especially unfair in continuing to whittle away your fuel even if you stopped throttling and tried to glide to conserve fuel, confirming you were really racing the clock above all else. Message boards are full of players who spent hours and hours trying to beat the mission in time, and an underappreciated part of the problem is the fact that the courier's spawn is randomly determined. Now you might get lucky and have two of the couriers spawn close to each other, saving you precious seconds. But if you don't, you're damn near condemned to failure, as the couriers will drive too far away from one another for you to destroy them all. Later releases of San Andreas mercifully fixed the fuel issue, such that it only depleted when the player operated the throttle, and in subsequent versions even gave players more fuel to ensure they could get the job done. Again, count yourself lucky that beating supply lines isn't mandatory to complete the game, but it's still a horribly unfair mission that remains hugely controversial and widely loathed almost 20 years later. The recent definitive edition didn't do much to change that either.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. The antagonist suddenly showing up and killing you. King's Quest V. Classic adventure game King's Quest V had a hell of a luck-based troll for gamers who managed to make it to the creepy castle lair of villain Mordak. From this point on, it's possible for Mordak to basically randomly materialize in front of the player and promptly force choke them to death, resulting in a game over. There's absolutely nothing that can be done to fight back against Mordak, and to the unassuming player, it seems that there isn't even the faintest trigger for his arrival. While the player can in fact do things to make Mordak's appearance more likely, such as staying in a single room for too long, it's largely an RNG-style event and one which the player is totally helpless to evade once the evil wizard has made his presence felt. The only way to offset this and get past it is, as my dad taught me, save early, save often. Number 4. Unpredictable AI can make the final boss unbeatable. Dragon's Dogma. Dragon's Dogma's true final boss battle is against the Sensual Savan, and while not a particularly difficult fight in and of itself, if the odds aren't in your favor, it can be rendered effectively unwinnable. To beat Savan, you have to either grab him or allow your pawn to land the finishing blow, or let the pawn grab Savan and deliver it yourself. Either way, it is reliant on the AI behaving itself, which, due to a fun programming quirk, it often doesn't. Many players consequently found themselves waiting around for their pawn to actually get involved, which they never did, forcing them to restart the fight. While some players have reported that the pawn may eventually behave if you wait around long enough, the apparent randomness with which the final battle can or cannot be beaten is absolutely infuriating. Number 3. Red's Fake Paintings – Animal Crossing Wild World. Animal Crossing Wild World was the first game in the series where conniving shopkeep Red would try and sell you forged paintings. While later games in the series included subtle differences between the forgeries and real paintings that would tip players off, Wild World offered no such concession, with players instead being encouraged to purchase Lyle's shady forgery insurance to cover their hides. Indeed, it's really just luck of the draw in Wild World as to whether you're getting something legit or not, as there's no way to tell until you've bought a painting and taken it to Blathers, who will be able to deduce its authenticity. Now, admittedly, you can save your game before buying a painting and then reload if it turns out to be a fake, but we're talking sort of mildly irritating busy work that, thankfully, the series did do away with after this point. Number 2. More to Death Out of Nowhere – Medal of Honor Allied Assault. Much like the Oregon Trail, Medal of Honor Allied Assault uses unforgivingly brutal sudden death to underline the gravity of real history. The iconic FPS features an unforgettable early level set during World War II's Normandy landing on Omaha Beach, basically offering up an interactive version of the mesmerizing opening to Saving Private Ryan. Tellingly, Steven Spielberg co-wrote this game. It's a stunningly cinematic level that's actually held up after 20 years, a mad dash sprint across the beach while trying to avoid German machine gun fire. But the level has one majorly frustrating hidden danger, the random incidence of mortar fire, which, more often than not, will land directly on your position. This occurs enough on lower difficulty settings to be inconvenient, but on hard difficulty it becomes downright maddening. There's no way to tell when a mortar is about to strike your position and instantly kill you, turning it into a pure game of chance where you attempt to dart to safety as fast as possible. PC players then were forced to save scum their way to success here, just incrementally saving every time they made a little bit of progress to try and get to the end. Number 1. Bad weapon drops will ruin your run. FTL Faster Than Light. As an RTS roguelike, FTL Faster Than Light is really meant to be punishing by design, but that doesn't mean players always feel like they're getting a fair shake at it. Your goal is to survive a treacherous trek through a randomly generated galaxy in order to deliver data which will change the tide of an ongoing galactic war. That's certainly easier said than done, especially when we factor in the procedurally generated nature of each new playthrough. Even accepting the inherent luck of the draw, though, many players have expressed frustration with some especially unlucky runs, depriving players of even the most basic weapon drops. These weapon-sparse runs will make it near impossible to reach the end of the game, and even if you do get to the final boss, you may well lack the means to take it down. Though FTL certainly isn't a game about instant gratification or a speedy victory, it can become supremely annoying when you're a decent way into a run before you realize you're not going to get any quality weapons, at which point the time has basically been wasted. Such, though, is the nature of roguelikes and their reliance on RNG. It can be so entertaining, but also so, so frustrating. That's the end of our list, but do let me know down in that comment section if you can think of any other video games that punish you for being unlucky. As always, I've been Jess from Mock Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account, where I'm at Jess McDonald. But make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.